Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachos of Losh, of kneading on Shabbos, and Mi'atshem, this will be the final shir on Losh. So we are continuing different practical applications when it comes to the Issa Losh on Shabbos. So the Pesukim talk about making jello on Shabbos. It's not such a negative shaila, but are you allowed to make jello on Shabbos? Because you're putting liquid into this powder, and it turns into a solid jello. So the price can come out that even though really, it's not really losh because you're dissolving the powder in the water, with that alone is not maisa losh, but since it turns into a salad, so that's similar to losh, and therefore it should not be done on Shabbos. Others say it's a problem of moilid, and therefore someone should not make jello on Shabbos. That's the askamas of price. Now what about cutting slices of banana and mixing it with cream cheese or sour cream, something like that, mixing with sour cream? That's what some people do. Mix sour cream together with chunks of banana or blueberries. Is that mutta on Shabbos? Is that a problem of losh? So the Pesukim say that's not a problem of losh because the banana and the blueberry are very nicker of the atzmai. Therefore, it's not a shaila of losh. But if you crush up the banana and it becomes a mush, and then you want to mix it together with the sour cream, that might be a problem of losh. And therefore, if you're doing it that way, you should make a shinui of in the mixing. You should do either shasiv erev, which means a crisscross stroke, so do it by hand. And therefore, that will alleviate the problem of losh because you're doing a shinui in the gibel. There, the actual adding the sour cream to banana is not a maisa of losh because that's similar to mayonnaise where it's not doing anything when you pour it in. It's not like liquid. And therefore, only when you mix it, it becomes losh. And since you're doing a shinui gomor in the losh, in the mixing, that's fine. Now, tchina on Shabbos, it's also to make tchina on Shabbos. For example, you buy the paste, the tchina paste, now you want to mix it with lemon juice and spices. That's also to do on Shabbos because that's Issa Losh. But what about if you had already existing tchina that was made from before Shabbos? Am I allowed to add some lemon juice to it or some liquid to it on Shabbos? So most Pesukim hold that that's fine. And the reason is because the losh is done. The tchina is done. I'm just adding liquid to make it a looser mixture. That's not losh. It's ein lisha chalisha. If anything, I'm making less of a dough. And that is mutter on Shabbos. According to most Pesukim, it's mutter to add liquid to the tchina. And that's for sure that you're allowed to mix it after it's already made before Shabbos and it's all mixed well before Shabbos. Now it got hardened in the refrigerator. You're definitely allowed to mix it on Shabbos. That's not a problem of losh. Now making tuna salad on Shabbos has the same halacha egg salad. Usually you make tuna salad with mayonnaise. So the way you should do it is by mixing it with a shinui. When you make the tuna salad on Shabbos, you should mix it with a shinui by doing crisscross strokes or doing it with your bare hand. You should do one of those shinui when you're making tuna salad on Shabbos. Not everyone is aware of this, but since you're mixing mayonnaise together with the tuna salad, it's a problem of losh. And then you should do it with crisscross strokes. You should do it with a shinui gomor. And lastly, what about adding granola to a yogurt on Shabbos? That might be a problem of losh. I'm taking the granola, mixing it with the yogurt, making it into one entity of yogurt together with granola. So if there's very little granola and it's not really getting become one entity, you could tell it's nicker from the atzmai, then it's fine. But if it's going to become one entity, you're mixing it a lot, there's a lot of granola, you want to mix it very well, then it is a problem of losh on Shabbos. They should do it with a shinui. Therefore, you should mix it either crisscross strokes and maybe even should change the order by putting the granola first into a bowl and adding yogurt to it, and if we're doing two shinuyim, that would be the most chachilah way to do it. I just want to mention that in the Kavitz Halachos of Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says that it's mutter, and his svara is that's not really trying to make a isa a dough. He's just trying to spice up the yogurt, and therefore he holds it's not a maisa losh, which is a little bit of a chiddush. But if you want to be simon on Shmuel Kamenetsky, you go ahead. But la maisa, it's definitely better to mix it with a shinui.